الله وحده لا شريك له واشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أرسله الله بالهدى ودين الحق ليظهره على الدين كله ولو كره المشركون وقال سيدنا مصطفى صلى الله عليه وسلم إن أصدق حديث كتاب الله وخير هدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وأن شر أمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار أما بعد فيقول الله تبارك وتعالى ولكن الله حبب إليكم الإيمان وزينه في قلوبكم وكره إليكم الكفر والفسوق والعصيان أولئك هم الراشدون. My brothers and sisters in Islam, our praises are due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we ask Allah for His divine guidance and His divine assistance. If a person needs help, he should ask help from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you make dua, you make dua first to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wa ba'd, alhamdulillah. I want to talk about some of what we talked about last week about dua. But before that, because dua, the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam said, "Ad-du'a'u mukhul ibadah," that dua is the brain of worship. The brain of worship is dua, is calling on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because when you call on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you understand your position with respect to Rabbul Alameen. Because Allah is ghaniyun anil alameen. He's free of need from anything in any of the universe. He's free of need, but He created people definitely in need. That throws out the window the philosophy, I don't need nobody. In fact, the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, one time he heard Ali ibn Abi Talib making a dua. And the dua was, Allahumma aghnini anil khalq. Oh Allah, make me not in need of none of the creation. Al-Kama Qala alayhi salatu wasalam. And the Prophet said to Ali, Ali, la taqul dhalik. Don't say that. But instead say, oh Allah, make me ighnini an sharri khalqik. Make me not in need of the worst of your creation. Make me not in need of bad people. Allah, make me not be dependent upon evil people, bad people, unrighteous people. Because part of the dua, and I'm going to tell you this dua, I want you to learn this dua I'm going to tell you today, inshallah ta'ala. I'm going to explain it to you, bi'anillahi ta'ala. But before that, Aisha said it best when she said that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he used to like jawami' min ad-du'a wa yad'u ma siwaka dhalik. She said the Prophet used to like comprehensive du'a, and he would leave alone anything other than that. Like the Prophet didn't go make real long dua, long, you know. And he said in the Sahih Hadith, he said, "Inni utitu jawami al-kalim." I was given the ability to speak comprehensively. Jawami al-kalim. That the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, he was able to speak and say what needed to be said in the right amount of words, without going over words and being superfluous, in his words and without mincing words. This is why ulama of fiqh consider the iqrar, the acquiescence of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam to something that happens as a sign of permissibility. Because if the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam saw something or heard something in his presence and didn't say anything, then it was okay. Because if it wasn't okay, the Prophet never minced words. He never held anything back. Aisha said, if anybody tells you that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam covered up anything of what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has revealed to him, then he is a liar. He said, but were he to hold back anything, it would have been the verse, and she mentioned the verse in Surah Ahzabi, which is another story altogether. But the verse was, وَتُخْفِي فِي نَفْسِكَ مَا اللَّهُ مُبْدِي وَتَخْشَ النَّاسَ وَاللَّهُ حَقُّ أَن تَخْشَى. And you hold in yourself what Allah will made manifest, and you fear the people, but Allah has more right that you fear him. But he didn't hold back that verse. The Prophet was very measured in his words and measured in his dua. This is why the best ad'iyah, the best dua for a Muslim is the dua of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. Why? Because when people make dua, people lie. We lie. We liable to make dua for anything. Haram, halal, all kinds of stuff. We make dua. We don't know. We don't always know what's best. Part of being a Muslim is love for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Not just love for him that he's the Rasulullah, he's the Prophet, he's Habibullah, but also because of his position with us. You know, his care for the human being. Like Allah says, وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ. We have not sent you except as a mercy to all of the world. And Allah says, النَّبِيُّ أَوْلَى بِالْمُؤْمِنِينَ مِنْ أَنفُسِهِمْ وَأَزْوَاجُهُ أُمَّهَاتُهُمْ. He said that the Prophet has more right to the believers than they have to themselves. I mean, he's more on their side. He's more on our side than we are on our own side. He's more concerned about our guidance than we are concerned about our own guidance. So when he makes dua, he's aware, one, he's a'lam billahi. He knows more about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala than anyone else. He's aqrab ilallah. He's closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he knows better how to supplicate Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How the abd, how the servant should go to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in prayer and in calling. That's why we look. How did the Prophet call on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? How did he pray? That's why he said, Sallu kama ra'aytumuni usalli. Pray like you see me pray. You know, I was talking to someone who, and may Allah guide. And I think this is the ideology, maybe, Allahu A'lam, of some of the Muslims. Because even within Islam, Shaitan does not leave us alone. But he was complaining about how when he first became Muslim, he was trying to do everything that it says, and he was brainwashing himself. He's forcing himself. This is what it says, I'm going to think. He said, I lost myself, and I couldn't find myself, and I got to keep it real with myself and be who I am. And that's, you know, it's common for people to feel that. I've heard that several times from Muslims. I got to be my own person. And Islam does allow us to be ourselves, but we are the slaves and servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. First and foremost, any human being has to realize that they are a slave of the Almighty God. They're created by Him. He's going to determine their outcome. He's going to judge them on the day of judgment. He supplies the need to them. He supplies the air. He supplies the earth. He supplies the water. He supplies your faculties of speech, of sight, hearing. All that is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As a gift, as a test. But anyway, so he said, I don't want to be brainwashed by Quran. And we talk, and inshallah, may Allah have mercy. Because that's just one of the ways that some Muslims get into that, where Allah says this, Prophet says this, we don't want to think exactly like the Prophet is saying. We think that, wait a minute, I think I can just put that to the side, because I don't want to be brainwashed. I bear witness, I'm brainwashed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I'm in it. I believe everything Allah says. Everything that sounds from the Prophet says, I believe it. I believe it exactly without doubt. I am a disbeliever in anything that goes against Kitab. Just for the record. I believe that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one and only true God. That the Quran is 100% haq. That falsehood can't even approach it. Not only is there falsehood in it, I don't even think it could ever be approached by falsehood. La ya'tihi batil. And I think that's the best way. And the best dua is the dua of the Prophet. So I want to tell you this dua. I want y'all to learn this one dua. There's many dua to learn, but this one right here, subhanAllah. This is min ummahat dua. The Prophet, so he said, kana min dua Dawood alayhi salam. He says, from the amongst the dua of the Prophet Dawood, the Prophet David. You know, David, he had serious expertise in at-taqarrub ila Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah commanded him, i'malu ala Dawood shukra wa qalilun min ibadiya shakur. He said, work ye, O family of David, thanks, and very few of my servants are thankful. And one of the things that Sayyidina Dawood alayhi salam used to do, he had a big family, he had a lot of wives. It wasn't limited to four at that time. He had a lot of honor and respect. He had a lot of family. He used to have his family synchronize their ibadah so that 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, there was always somebody from the family of Dawood in prostration to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He would go to one house, okay, you prostrate, you're going to be praying at this time, and then you start your drawing at this time, and you at this time, you do this one, so that any time as he was living, there was always from someone from his family making prostration to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So when we think about the dua of Sayyidina Dawood alayhi salam, we want to pay attention. Subhanallah. What you got for us? And the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, he said, kana min dua Dawood, was this dua. Allahumma inni as'aluka hubbak wa hubba man yuhibbuk wal amal alladhi yuballighuni hubbak. Allahumma ij'al hubbak ahabba ilayya min nafsi wa ahli wal ma'il barid. Now listen to this dua. Learn this one. Teach it to your children. I'm going to tell you right now, I've incorporated this dua into my salawat al-hums. I'm so in love with this dua. Wallahi. I'm so in love with it. Every time I hear it, I'm like, subhanAllah, ya Rasulullah. I read it, I called my family, listen to this dua. I'm in love with this dua. I'm in love with it. He says, Allahumma, inni as'aluka hubbak. He says, oh Allah, verily, I ask you for your love. And the love of those who love you. And for the deeds, give me the amal that will bring your love to me. Then he said, oh Allah, make your love more beloved to me than my own self. And my family and cool water. You know, cool water for somebody in the desert is it's serious business. That's what I have to do. He says, Allahumma. First, it shows that the Prophet ﷺ, even though Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has elevated him, has guided him, and he's the Prophet, he's the Rasul, he's Khair al-Bashar, the best that humanity has to offer is Rasulullah ﷺ. That's the best that humanity has to offer is the Mustafa alayhi salatu wasalam. Even though he's closest to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he still realizes his shortness with respect to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala so much. He says, Allahumma inni as'aluka hubbak. Allah, I'm asking for your love. I'm asking you for your love. He realizes that Allah does what He pleases. But He also realizes, like Allah says, وَإِذَا سَأَلَكَ عِبَادِي عَنِّي فَإِنِّي قَرِيبٌ أُجِيبُ دَعْوَةَ الدَّاعِ إِذَا دَعَانِ. But He also realizes, like Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, if my servants ask you concerning me, say, I am close. I answer the dua of the caller when he calls upon me. Listen what he's saying though. Inni as'aluka hubbak. I ask for your love. Now that alone, what happens when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves someone? I mean, this is how deeply the Prophet is going in this short dua. This is a short dua. It's like two sentences. Really, one sentence for real, for real. In this alaka hubbak, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves someone, like the Prophet said, alayhi salatu wa salam, idha ahabba Allahu abdan, yunadi Jibreelu, wa yaqul, ya Jibreelu, inni uhibbu fulan, fahibbu. He says, when Allah loves his servants, he calls Jibreel, alayhi salam. And he says, oh Jibreel, I love so and so. And he named the name. He named your name. Muhammad Idris, Yusuf. Whatever your name. He says, I love so and so. I command you to love him. And then Jibreel goes to the Malaika and say to them, verily Allah loves so and so. And I'm commanding all of you to love him right now. And then the Prophet said, وَوُلِعَ لَهُ الْقُبُولَ فِي الْأَرْضِ. Then he's given acceptance on the earth by righteous people. The righteous people like Eli. They're not repelled by you. That's one of the signs that Allah does not love a person. He's repelled by A righteous person, like, ugh, something about you, man. That's why sometimes it's okay to follow your intuition. This is called ilham. It's called ilham, one of the ways of guidance. The Prophet said about Ali ibn Abi Talib, he said, the only one that would hate you was a munafiq, Ali. Right? So this is what happens when Allah loves you. So the Prophet is asking this one, oh Allah, I ask you for your love. Then he said, وَحُبَّ مَنْ يُحِبُّكَ, which is deep. He says, and the love, he's asking for Allah, I want your love. I'm asking you for your love, Allah. And the love of the one that loves you. Which is, that just blew me away. I'm like, subhanAllah, ya Rasulullah. I'm like, wow. The Prophet, you are that. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sallam. And the love of the one that loves you. So he's making dua. Oh Allah, the person that loves you, I want them to love me too. I want them to love me too. Love of Allah is connected to love for the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. And love for the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam is connected to following the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And the people used to come to Rasulullah alayhi salatu wasalam and say, ya Rasulullah, we love Allah, we love Allah, so and so and so and so and so and so. And you know, it's always good to see what people do, not what they say. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed the verse, in kuntum tuhibbuna Allah fattabi'uni yuhibbukum Allah wa yaghfir lakum dhunubakum wallahu ghafurur rahim. He said to them, he said, say to him, qul, if you truly love Allah, he's saying to the Prophet, if you truly love Allah, then follow me. Then follow me. And Allah will love you and forgive you for your sins. And Allah is forgiving and merciful. And the Prophet is just now getting into the beginning of the dua. Oh Allah, I ask for your love. And the love of the one who loves you. Because the people who love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are people of iman. Like Allah says, وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَشَدَّ حُبًّا لِلَّهِ. Those who believe, they love Allah the most. أَشَدَّ حُبًّا لِلَّهِ. They are the most in love with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So you want, in this dua, for them to love you too. Like, I love Allah, dude. I want the people who love. You're not running around, do you love Allah? Love? No, it's not like that. It's like, I want the people who love Allah to have love for me too. Because this is a whole different dimension now. Automatically, the Prophet ﷺ has love for people for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And in the Sahih Hadith, where Allah says, sab'un. See how this is all connected? See how this whole deen is connected, man? This whole thing is all connected to the one. That's the beauty of Islam. It all connects. It goes back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because in another hadith, the Sahih Hadith, the Prophet says, sab'un yadhilluhum Allahu fi dhillihi yawma la dhilla illa dhillu. Seven people, Allah will shade in His shade on a day where there's no shade except His shade. And out of those seven people, one of those He mentioned, He said, وَرَجُلَانِ تَحَبَّا فِي اللَّهِ اِسْتَمَعَ عَلَيْهِ وَتَفَرَّقَ عَلَيْهِ. Two men who love each other for the sake of Allah. They come together upon it, and they separate upon it. He's just now getting into the dua. All we're saying right now, Allahumma, inni as'aluka hubbak wa hubba man yuhibbuk. But then he says, wal amal. and the deeds that will bring your love to me. وَالْعَمَلَ الَّذِي يُبَلِّغُنِي حُبَّكَ. The deeds that bring, what are those deeds? Look how, man, this is, the prophet's too deep, man. He's just too deep of a prophet for you not to follow him in everything. It's too much guidance, it's not too much, Allah. Talk about a man. وَمَا يَنْطِقُ عَنِ الْهَوَىٰ إِنْ هُوَ إِلَّا وَحْيٌ يُوحَىٰ. He's not speaking on his own accord. What he speaks is وَحْيٌ يُوحَىٰ. It's inspiration being inspired to him. Man, every word we find from Rasulullah is some guidance in it. Sentence, little question mark. He says, وَالْعَمَلَ الَّذِي يُبَلِّغُنِي حُبَّكَ. And the deeds that will bring your love to me. What are those deeds? Allah says, "Inna Allaha yuhibbu at-tawwabin wa yuhibbu al-mutatahhirin." Allah loves those who repent. Listen to what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. "Inna Allaha يُحِبُّ التَّوَّابِينَ. Allah loves those who turn to him in repentance and ask for forgiveness. So the Prophet said, Allah, and give me the deeds. And this also shows, there's probably about 25, 30 different masail of fiqh and iman in this hadith. If we sat down and discussed this hadith, we will find mas'ala after mas'ala after mas'ala of ilm. Just from one hadith of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. He says, and the deeds that bring the love to me. And of those deeds is tawbah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this shows that the Prophet ﷺ, this shows the keenness of his fahm, of his understanding of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to know that even for a person to be on the path of righteousness, to do good, that this is by the tawfiq from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is by Allah granting him success. It has nothing to do with our individual greatness. It's not because I'm a bad Muslim. I really got my stuff together. It ain't got nothing to do with that. It has to do with the tawfiq of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because if the servant put yourself at the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that's our problem right there. We ready to put ourselves at the mercy of everything else except our Lord. We'll sacrifice for everything else except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We call everybody else. When you put yourself in the true position of a man or a woman, and that is of a servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that will make a man out of you, brothers. I'm telling you right now. That'll make a woman out of you, sisters. And you get tawfiq from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in sha'a. He says, and the deeds that bring the love to me, then he said, Allahumma. Which it shows that even in this dua, look at the adab of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in this dua. Allahumma inni as'aluka hubbak wa hubba man yuhibbuk. وَالْعَمَلَ الَّذِي يُبَلِّغُنِي حُبَّكَ. But he didn't let the dua go for too long before he said Allahumma again مرتين المرة الثانية. He rolls back. Oh Allah. That's what Allahumma means. It means Ya Allah. Oh Allah. He says, Oh Allah. اجعل حبك أحب إلي من نفسي. He says, "Oh Allah, make your love." Make the love of Allah in his heart more beloved to me than my own self, than my own soul. That is deep. Ahsanta ya Rasulullah. We are blessed with this prophet. I'm telling you, we are blessed with Rasulullah. We are blessed. This is a blessing. This is the dhawq of Iman. The Prophet said, "Dhaqa ta'am al-Iman. Maradi billahi rabban. Wa bil-Islami deena. Wa bi Muhammad al-Rasula." He says, the person who is satisfied, is comfortable, meaning that they cool with it, with Allah as a Lord. Like, "Lord, my Lord, I'm good. Thank you. I got a Lord. Thank you very much. Don't need your joint. I can do without what you worship. Thank you very much. But I'm into this. I'm into the real." Okay, well, that's good for you. I have my Lord. I have my real. Matter of fact, his name is Al-Haq. He says, "Billahi Rabb, wa bil Islami Deena." And with Islam as your religion. Because this is what we're facing with now. Muslims, we're fighting against our own religion. Wa bi Muhammad Rasulullah, and with Muhammad as his messenger. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So the end of dua says, "Allahumma ja'al hubbak ahabba ilayya." Make your love, make your love in my heart, ahabba ilayya, more beloved to me, min nafsi, than my own self is beloved to me. And then he turned around and said, "Wa ahli," and my family. That's love, brothers and sisters. All the other stuff, I don't know about that. Love is love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You want to know true love? Sisters, you want to know true love? Allow yourself to fall in love with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Love Allah. Brothers, you want to know true love? Fall in love with your Lord subhanahu wa ta'ala. Love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala above all else. Above your wife, above your kids, above yourself. That helps us address our selfishness. Because we do things, why am I doing it? I know I could, I could use this, but you know what? I love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah says, "Lan tunala birra hatta tunfiqu mimma tuhibbun." You won't achieve righteousness until you give out of what you love. This is why the Prophet used to, this is why Allah praised the Ansar of Medina, because they gave to the Muhajireen out of that which they love. They loved that they came. يُحِبُّونَ مَنْ هَاجَرَ إِلَيْهِمْ وَيُؤْثِرُونَ عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ لَوْ كَانَ بِهِمْ خَصَاصَةً وَمَنْ يُوقَ شُحَّ نَفْسِهِ فَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُفْلِحُونَ. God says, and they used to prefer other than themselves, even though they had needs themselves. He says, whoever can escape the avariciousness, the greed of his own self, that they are successful. So he says, "Oh Allah, make your love more beloved to me than myself, my family, and cool water." And we know the Prophet loves some cool water. أقول قولي هذا واستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين من كل ذنب واستغفروا إنه هو الغفور الرحيم ربنا اغفر لنا. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. Brothers and sisters, my advice is to have taqwa of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صلى